starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
School early today?
Yeah. Yeah, they let us out half an hour early. They were spraying the trees for bugs, and they didn't want to kill any students.
That was considerate of them.
Hey, Mom, would it be okay if I asked you a favor?
Well, it never hurts to ask. Honey, would you hand me those thumbtacks?
Sure, Mom.
Thank you.
Well, you know how I'm always getting invited over to the guys' houses on Friday nights to listen to records and stuff?
Yes.
Well, since I've been eating off them all this time, I thought that I ought to give them a chance to eat off me.
You mean you'd like to have them over here?
Well, yeah. Yeah, if it's okay with you and Dad, I'd like to have a whole bunch of the guys over here Friday night.
Well, Wally, this whole bunch of guys, who are they?
Oh, Margie, Mary Ellen, Tommy, Eddie, Christine, Mildred.
Oh, those guys.
Well, yeah, it won't be any trouble, Mom. All you gotta do is just put out some bowls with candy and popcorn and nuts and soft drinks and stuff.
Oh, well, that sounds simple enough.
Yeah. Yeah, then after we get finished dancing and playing records, we have something to eat.
You don't eat until then?
No, it usually takes quite a while to cook up the bacon and eggs. Or whatever the guys vote on they want that night. Oh, but we always clean up the mess.
The mess?
Well, it's not really a mess.
Oh.
You see, we just take out the paper plates to the trash can and empty out the pop bottles and sweep up any records that have gotten busted and then...
You break records?
Oh, well, it's usually the girls' fault.
Oh?
Yeah, they leave them around in the chairs and then the guys sit on them. How about it, Mom?
Well, Wally, I guess if your father doesn't have any other plans, it'll be all right for Friday night.
Oh, gee, thanks a lot, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you lug the groceries home from the market.
Thank you, dear. Ward, is that you?
Hi.
Well, hi. Well, I thought you were going to a meeting and wouldn't be home until later.
But I called it off, so I came home.
Oh.
Something wrong?
No, dear, it's just that I didn't expect you this early.
Oh. Well, I could go out and sit in the car for an hour if that would help.
I think I can put up with you. Honey, Wally wants to have a party on Friday night.
Oh, yeah? Who's he going to have?
Oh, just a whole bunch of the guys. Marge and Mary Ellen and Eddie, Mildred and Christine.
Oh, those guys. Well, I guess it's all right.
You know, the last time Wally had boys and girls to a party was on his 12th birthday. Boys all stayed in the kitchen and the girls all stayed in the living room.
Yeah. That's when Wally was young and bashful and shy. And smart.
Born.
Hey, thanks a lot about the party, Mom.
You're welcome.
I'll tell all the kids tomorrow at school that it's all set for Friday night.
All right.
Did you have any trouble convincing Dad that it would be okay?
No. He's sure that you and your friends are going to behave yourselves.
Yeah. If any of the guys step out of line, I'll clobber them.
Hey, Wally, you know who we're studying about in history? Henry VIII.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, he was a king. He chopped all his wife's heads off. He was a neat guy.
Yeah, we had him. He was a pretty neat guy. He didn't chop them all off, though. A couple of them got away.
Oh. Hey, what'd they do with the heads?
Well, I don't know. They don't tell you that until you get into college. Hey, Beav, how would you like to go to the movies Friday night? On me.
You mean you'd pay my way?
Oh, sure. Sure, in advance. Here.
Thanks, Wally. How come you're doing this?
Look. Look, there's no law against a guy doing his brother a favor once in a while, is there?
No, I guess not.
Okay.
Well, I thought maybe you'd try and get rid of me Friday night. I kind of got a party.
Hey, how did you find out about the party?
Well, Whitey's mom asked me to stay overnight Friday night. And when I asked Mom if I could, she said it worked out fine on account of you having a party. You want your money back?
Yeah, go ahead. You can keep it.
Gee, thanks, Wally. Hey, who's coming to your party?
Oh, just some of my friends.
Bet you're having something else besides fellow friends.
What are you driving at?
I'll bet you're having girlfriends, too.
What of it?
Gee, Wally, I don't know why you guys would want to go spoil a neat party for by having girls.
Oh, I don't think they'll spoil it too much.
Yeah, I guess if you guys want an Indian wrestle to crack your knuckles, you can go in the kitchen.
Sure, we'll just hang around the girls while we're dancing and playing records and stuff.
Pajamas, toothbrush, slippers. Have I forgotten anything?
Oh, if he needs a comb or hairbrush, he can use one of my old ones.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mom, and if you've forgotten anything else, it's not too far of a walk back here from Whitey's.
Oh, no, you don't.
Wally, what are you doing?
I'm just checking. It'd be just like the Beaver to walk into the middle of my party tonight asking for his pajama tops.
Wally, look, it's getting late, and you have a lot of things to do before your guests arrive.
Don't get all flaky, Wally. I won't be here to goof up your party.
Beaver, you just behave yourself over at Whitey's.
Oh,
here you are. Oh, Beaver, look at those hands. Come on, I'm afraid you're going to have to go back upstairs and wash them.
That's okay, Mrs. Cleaver. My mother will make him get washed at my house anyway. Come on.
Well, all right. Goodbye, Beaver.
Goodbye, Mom.
Bye, Whitey.
Bye, Mrs. Cleaver.
Well, don't forget, Beav. You're staying overnight. I don't want you bouncing back on me.
Come on, Whitey.
Hey, Beav, look!
New sign. I never saw that before.
How do you suppose they keep the soup hot all the time?
What do you mean? They don't put real soup in there.
Why wouldn't they?
Well, they just wouldn't, that's all.
You want a bet?
Look, Whitey, take a couple zillion cans of soup to fill a big bowl like that.
Okay. Then how come there's steam coming out of the soup if there isn't any soup?
Well, it doesn't have to be soup. They probably got a machine up there that makes steam.
Yeah? Then how come the sign says it's soup?
Look, Whitey, I don't know. Let's get over to your house.
Then you admit I'm right.
I didn't say that.
I say it's real soup.
Well, I say it isn't.
Then prove it.
How can I prove it?
Well, you can climb up there and see.
Why should I? Why don't you?
Because I don't have to. I know it's real soup.
I know it isn't.
You don't want to because you're chicken.
Okay, I'll show you I'm not chicken. Boy, Whitey, I'll prove there's no soup up there. What a dumb kid you are.
Yeah, I'm a dumb kid, all right.
Maybe I better come down.
No, just don't look down and you'll be okay.
Boy, it's high up here.
It just looks that way because you're up there. From here, it isn't high at all.
Where am I now, Whitey?
You're on her muscle. Just keep going.
Thank you.
put your foot on a lady's thumb. Take it easy, Beaver. You made it, Beaver. You made it.
I can't see inside.
Hey. I'm still lost. I didn't hear a splash. Hey, Beaver, are you all right?
Yeah, I guess so. But how do I get out?
I don't know. Hey, there's no soup in there, is there?
No, just the hole where the steam comes out.
Boy, Beaver, you win. You're a real smart guy.
Yeah, ha-ha.
Want more food? I thought I just saw four platters of sandwiches out in the kitchen.
Oh, well, the popcorn, nuts, and candy are to give them an appetite for the sandwiches.
Oh, I see.
And the sandwiches are to give them an appetite for the cake and the ice cream that comes later.
They haven't managed to get home without starving to death.
Wally says they stop at a drive-in for hot dogs and hamburgers.
What time's the group due to arrive?
Pretty soon. And Wally says they're very punctual when they're going to a party where food's being served.
Oh.
Where is Wally, anyway?
He's upstairs shaving.
Oh, Ward, does Wally really have to shave?
No, but if he asked me if he did, and I didn't want to destroy his confidence by telling him no.
Well, I hope Beaver doesn't give Whitey's family any trouble tonight.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that. There's something about staying at someone else's house that brings out manners kids never knew they had.
If I don't get out of here, I might starve to death.
Yeah, if there was real soup in there, you could drink that.
Oh, you have to be so funny. Can you pull yourself up by your arms?
Uh-uh. And anyway, the grill looks awful far away from up here.
Yeah. I better go get your pop.
No, you can't get my dad.
Why not? He'd get you out of there.
Well, sure. But all the time he was getting me out, he keeps yelling at me.
Yeah.
Hey, what if I went and got your brother?
Uh-uh.
He'd laugh at me. Sometimes that's worse than getting yelled at. Anyway, he's having a party.
But what are we gonna do?
I don't know. I don't want anybody to see me up here. They'll think I'm goofy or something.
Well, we gotta do something. It's starting to get dark. I'm gonna go get my pop. Don't go away. Where would I go?
Oh, boy, now everybody's gonna see me.
I just heard a car drive up, but I guess it was just the people across the street.
Well, what do you suppose is keeping everybody?
I don't know.
Are you sure they all know where you live?
Well, Lumpy's bringing most of the guys over. He certainly knows where I live.
Well, are you sure they all know what time to be here?
I told them to all get here by 6 o'clock before the sandwiches started curling up.
Well, Wally, maybe you ought to call Lumpy up.
Hey, Mom, I want the guys to think I'm anxious for them to come to my party. I think I'll go get a hunk of cake while I'm waiting.
Now, Whitey, just take it slowly and repeat that again, please.
Beaver just had to see for himself if there was soup in the bowl, and that's how come he fell in.
And he's still in there and can't get out?
That's right, Pop. You see, when he climbed up, he stood on the lady's can of soup, then on her muscle, and then on her thumb.
Lady? What lady?
The one on the billboard.
Oh. Well, we better call the Cleavers right away.
Frank.
Yeah?
Beaver's our guest. Let's see if we can get him out without worrying the Cleavers.
Yeah, you're probably right.
This wasn't one of your ideas, was it, Whitey?
Gee, Dad, why would I tell a kid to climb in a bowl of soup?
Come on.
Huh, that car went right by.
Oh, they'll be here, Wally.
Oh, of course they will, Wally. Maybe they're just trying to be fashionably late.
What, Lumpy and Eddie? I think I'll go have another hunk of cake.
Another?
Well, yeah. There's no sense letting it sit out there and get moldy. Oh, hi, Lumpy.
Hi, Wally.
Are you alone?
Yeah, the rest of the guys sent me over to get you.
The rest of the guys? Where are they?
I dropped them off over at 4th and Oak. Some kid fell in a bowl of soup up on a billboard.
Fell into a bowl of soup?
Yes, sir. Everybody's there. Come on, Wally. Eddie told me to beat it over here and get you.
Okay. I'll be right back, Mom.
Yeah, well, wait a minute, Wally. I'll drive you over, and then we can give some of your guests a lift back to the party.
Okay.
You want to come along, dear?
Well, no, dear. I better stay here in case anyone else shows up.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it couldn't be. He's over at Whitey's.
There's no way to get up there from the back.
Dad, it's okay. Somebody sent for the fire department.
Oh. How'd he get up there?
Eddie, I don't see him. Are you sure he's up there?
Well, sure he's up there. I saw the top of his head a few minutes ago.
Hey, kid, what are you doing up there? Taking a bath?
Hey, you know, it's pretty neat.
Hi, Wally. Some dumb kid fell in a soup.
Good evening, Mr. Cleaver. Some poor unfortunate child is trapped up there.
Anyone know who the boy is?
No, he's hiding.
They should get a psychiatrist to talk him down. That's what they should do.
Hey, here come the fire engines.
Get him out.
Oh, they do. I'm so worried about
it. You happen to know who the boy is?
Well, yes, the boy's name is...
Ward. Well, hello, Brad.
Well, you see, they... it's Beaver.
Beaver?
Yes. It happened on the way to my house. He never got to our house. I mean, Mrs. Whitney and I had no idea that...
He had some goofy idea with a soup in the bowl, Mr. Cleaver.
I'm through here. Watch it, please. Excuse us.
Mr. Fireman, he's right inside the bowl. I just wish I could go hide someplace.
You're sure you're all right, son?
Yes, sir.
All right, you better be a little more careful the next time.
Well, thank you very much.
Beaver, how in the world could you get yourself in a mess like this?
Well, gee, Dad, I was climbing on the lady's thumb and I fell in a soup bowl.
Well, I know that, Beaver, but in the beginning, how could you possibly...
Please, Dad, don't yell at me.
Well, all right, Beaver, come on, we'd better go home.
Gee, Mr. Cleaver, Beaver's spending the night at my house.
Yeah, Dad, you promised I could stay overnight.
Yeah, we had all kinds of junk planned.
Well,
I have my car here, Ward. The boys will be very disappointed.
All right, Beaver, I'll talk to you in the morning.
Gee, thanks, Dad.
Can I get out of that, please?
Don't be be a wise guy, huh, kid?
Well, Wally, I guess some of you guys left home.
If anybody makes a crack in the car, I'll slug them.
Mom, that sure was a neat party last night.
Yes, they did seem to have a good time once they got here.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for not coming down and saying hello to everybody.
That's all right. Did your father get back with Beaver yet?
Yeah, he just brought him back from Whitey's. He's upstairs talking to him now, so I thought I should get lost.
Well, Whitey said there was soup in the bowl, and I said there wasn't. And he said there was, and I said there wasn't. And he said I was too chicken to prove it, and I wasn't going to let anybody call me chicken. And the next thing I knew, I fell in the soup bowl.
I see. Well, Beaver, I suppose if this happened again, you'd do the same thing.
Gee, no, Dad. I wished I was dead having a mob of people watch me get fished out of a soup bowl by a fireman.
Beaver, I certainly hope you'll think about last night before you ever take another reckless dare.
I sure will, Dad. It was like I was up there with no clothes on.
You know, Beaver, a teacher once said something to me that I think you'd do well to remember. As you go through life, try to improve yourself, not prove yourself.
Yeah, I heard that stuff before, Dad. But it's kind of hard to remember when a guy's calling me chicken.
Well, I tell you a little secret, Beaver. As you get older, it gets easier and easier to remember things like that.
Well, yeah, I guess so, Dad. But I don't think I'll ever be old enough to be as smart as you are.
Coming up next in TV Land, The Honeymooners. Could it be the episode where Ralph's big dreams and schemes finally pay off? The one where, with Norton's help, Ralph Cramden strikes it rich? That episode? Find out. Stay tuned.